Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We have left no doubt, none, that Donald Trump led an effort to upend American democracy that directly resulted in the violence of January 6th.
January 6th Committee Chair Congressman Benny Thompson says it's their obligation to seek Trump's testimony, as the committee voted unanimously to subpoena the former president. After a year-long investigation reviewing thousands of interviews and pages of documents, Vice Chair Congresswoman Liz Cheney says they've confirmed that Trump knew his claims that the 2020 election was stolen were false, arguing against the possibility he was duped or irrational as he continued to make fraud allegations.
No president can defy the rule of law and act this way in a constitutional republic, period.
Also on Thursday, the Supreme Court rejected Trump's request to step into the legal fight over documents the FBI seized from his Mar-a-Lago estate. The court did not explain its reasoning for declining the request, which would have permitted his attorneys the ability to review the most sensitive records the FBI collected during its investigation. Inflation rose 0.4% in September and 8.2% over the past 12 months, with the core consumer price index reaching its highest level in 40 years.
A lot of people are hurting these days. Today's report shows, though, some progress. Overall, inflation was 2% over the last 3 months. That's down from 11% over the prior 3 months. That's progress.
President Joe Biden said the Inflation Reduction Act will help to lower costs and argued that inflation will rise if Republicans take control of Congress. The president also noted he plans to speak about bringing down high gas prices next week. Saudi Arabia claims the Biden administration urged the country to delay cutting oil production by 1 month, putting it behind the midterm elections. The Saudi government, which heads the OPEC oil conglomerate, rejected appeals from the U.S. to delay cutting oil production, potentially causing gas prices to spike ahead of Election Day. As the NATO military alliance in Russia hold nuclear exercises in the next few days, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Russian President Vladimir Putin would be crossing a very important line if he were to order the use of nuclear weapons in Ukraine.
Russia's nuclear rhetoric is dangerous, reckless, and they know that if they use nuclear weapon against Ukraine, it will have severe consequences.
13 people have been killed and 37 others wounded in the past 24 hours as the result of Russian attacks throughout the country. After a Florida jury recommended life without the possibility of parole on all counts against Parkland school shooter Nicholas Cruz, Ilhan Aldehef and other parents expressed disbelief and outrage that it wasn't the death penalty.
I pray that that animal suffers every day of his life in jail, and he should have a short life.
The judge will issue the final sentence November 1st. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find Array Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.